All right, here we go. My name's Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I really hope you enjoyed that previous show. I was picking up some big-time tracks there. Yeah, we've got songs on songs on songs for about 1 hour here. And it's going to be a heck of a time. Big-time shout-out to the Fake Meat Lab, if you guys are listening. A lot of friends down there. Some enemies, too. But a lot of friends. A lot of friends. On average. Anyway. You hear a little bit of construction. We got the windows open here. Unseasonably warm. October day. You get that jackhammer in the background. That's going to be with us all hour. Here on WMFO in Medford. Stay with us.
Michelangelo, something about the juice you wear, shiny, shiny bangers on your wrists, and like the masquerade balls, you're trapped in a vault and an empty aquarium. Suddenly you're out of the woods, inside of an alley, you're out of words. When I thought it was radium at first, just because of you. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's Nate. You're listening to Fast and Loose, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform, Radio. So here's what I've been doing in the studio. I've been picking songs, but I've also... So we started the show out with RJD2, The Horror, which is a song that I listen to all the time in 2006. A song that came out in 2002. If you caught me in ATL with my Zune and you're like, what are you listening to? Chances are it was that album Dead Ringer, and also chances are the first track, The Horror, just over and over again. Anyway, that was happening. STR FKR with Tape Machine, J-Boy by Phoenix, Walls by Beck, Cream on Chrome by Ratatat. Here's what I've been doing. So I'm out here on Wikipedia all the time, and I was looking at RJD2's Wikipedia page because I'm like, well, you know, he's got to have... I really loved that album from 2002. I wonder if he's done anything else. Answer, yes, and I should listen to those albums. And I think I'm going to play some music from some of his stuff. Also, I like screwed up a little bit. I was like playing something on the computer to listen to it, and whatever, you don't care. I was looking, and he recently did a collaboration with this guy, A-C-E-Y-A-L-O-N-E, a sea alone. In my crazy brain, which, like, there's a lot of chemicals and stuff in there that I've just, chemical names and stuff that I've been thinking about. I keep thinking it's, like, acetylene or acetylone, like, that's how I'm reading that. And so I was Googling what chemical compound I thought that was, and also whether or not this particular musician named himself that because of the chemical compound. His name isn't like anything. His name is Edwin Maximilian Hayes. So there isn't like a direct through line from there to like the chemical compound C2H2. Anyway, there's that. Part of the ethylene. Two carbons out there. Great. Well, anyway, I'm glad we had this talk. We're going to be going back to RJD2 in this next track and some other indie rock, some stuff that, I don't know, maybe you've heard, you probably have. So we're going to play this one out and we're going to get back to it. Thanks for listening.
Well, the only way I see this happening is in an extended ride north.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? I'm back. You're listening to Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. If I sound weird, it's because of the mask and because it's my voice. We had, in that set, 1976 RJD2, Kim and Jesse by M83, another song I listened to a lot in 2000 and, well, not 6, I guess 2009. Theory of Relativity by Stars, the album The North. Good stuff. Stars. A real musician's band. Then Waves by Portugal the Man. And then I've got some fun stuff queued up right after this PSA. Walking is good exercise, although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout. Walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults in urban areas. Walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. That's a normative statement. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, as someone who bikes exactly that distance all the time, it's tough. It's tough on Beacon, Beacon Street, going down the hill, because you've got a protected bike lane, but not a single driver pulling out onto that road, especially the ones turning right, are looking up at you. So not a day goes by that I'm making that ride that I'm not like, hey, you gotta look. You gotta look. And that, and people turning off right into the bike lane. Just right in there. So anyway, a lot of beef. But it's definitely 1,000% faster. But you just gotta be aware. I think that's the thing. And you gotta go a little bit slower than maybe you would want. So there it is. There it is, Ashland Street onto Somerville Ave. That's a tough intersection. You got like 4.5 roads coming in and out right there. That's a tough one. Anyway, walk is the point of this whole thing here. Walk, because if we all start driving now, we can't all drive later. Music to come, music to follow. We'll see you out here.
On a Saturday night. So I call your name, cross my fingers, uncross the others, hesitate. Oh, I don't think straight with nothing to prove. I don't wanna say I'm leaving. I'll stay until the weekend. You can take all the things, the boxes and rings.
Falling in love. Oh, come on, oh, come on. What's a boy gonna do when all See? out the way this time. Out the way. I'ma kill me. Out the way. Out the way this time. Out the way. I'ma kill me. Out the way. Out the way.
Alright, yeah, hey, this is Nate. Fast and Loose is the name of the show. That's gonna be it. I got one more for you. I just really thank you for listening. It's been great. We have All the Pretty Girls by Fun. That's, I was trying to explain that song to somebody last week. So just, you know, a cool zero in on some of the conversations that I have throughout the week explaining songs. It's an eclectic bunch I roll with. Anyway, Townie by Mitski, Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Why Control, fulfilling the contractually obligated Yeah Yeah Yeahs song I must insert into every show. That's the contract that I signed with myself that has no legal bearing, but all the more important to make sure that I fulfill. Mr. Quiche by Wildcat. Wildcat was the song that you heard right before that. Rat-a-tat. Wildcat is being played right now in the background. Last song. This is the one I wanted to end on, and also a song that I listened to too many times back in the old undergraduate days. Also, I'm moving around a lot, so that's why. Anyway, okay, all right. This is WMFO 91.5, Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO in Medford. Enjoy this last one.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the Soulful Sound part one. Now, part two, are you ready?
For all I was born. It seems the more we talk,